Episode 102, In-laws, COVID, and playground fights. Welcome to the First Year Married Podcast, where we get real about building the marriage of your dreams. I'm marriage coach Kayla Levin, and I take newly married and engaged women from anxious and insecure to confident and connected through practical tips, real life inspiration, and more than a little self-awareness along the way. Hi friends, welcome back. There's some construction going on right outside my window, but you know what? We're going to get this episode out. It's the sounds of Israel these days. A lot of people moving, got to make some space for them. So here's what I want to say. First of all, what in the world do in-laws and COVID have to do with each other? I will definitely be getting to that. That's obviously the topic of the episode. But I want to just say I'm going to be talking about something extremely specific, like I'm insanely specific for the number of times that I've heard from people dealing with this seemingly extremely specific scenario. But I'm also going to teach you a tool that is for broad use. So even if this scenario doesn't seem to resonate with you, of course, you can always skip an episode. There's, you know, no moral obligation here to listen to all of them. But I just want you to know that later in this episode, I'm going to be giving you a tool that I really am excited to share with all of you. It's something I've been sharing with a lot of my clients and with my group. I think it's great. It's really helpful. It's really helpful for me. It's a new way for me to be describing something that I've been trying to share with you guys across the board, but in a way that I think is going to really help drive it home. And stay tuned, because in part two, this tool will help. Also, I think this is really just interesting. So here's the interesting thing is I've had so many women tell me that they're dealing with a situation like this, that COVID is, you know, these are mostly newlyweds. So I'd say I call newlyweds first 5 years. They're still building that in-law relationship. They're still navigating the newness of that relationship. Now, obviously, for some of you, that relationship gets navigated really quickly, especially if you live in the same city as your in-laws. And for some of you, it takes longer because you just have less practice time together with them. You only see them, let's say, for holidays or something like that, right? These are people who are still kind of navigating that new relationship. It still feels new to them. And because of COVID, they're spending a lot more time with their in-laws and they're not seeing their family. Okay. So we've got these two things going on. And again, you know, this sounds so specific, but I've really been hearing about it so much. So there's got to be more of you out there, because I talk to a tiny fraction of you, right? So if it's coming up with this much frequency, it's worth sharing. So there's a bunch of things going on here. Okay. And so the main thing is that if this describes you, please know that this is so normal. So many of you are like, you're worried about it. You're upset about it, that it's happening. And there's a lot of self-judgment. And so here's what it sounds like. Here's what I want you to see about what's going on in the situation. You have the new in-law relationship, okay? In-law relationships can be amazing, right? And, you know, look for evidence for that. Find people who love it, yeah? But when we expect it to have the ease and comfort that we have with our own parents, I think we're setting ourselves up for disappointment, because you've had your entire life to navigate that with your parents, right? You've had your entire life to learn cues. Your first social cues came from your parents, right? And so there's a level of comfort and familiarity there, which I know you know intellectually, but it sets up this expectation that, like, well, they're in a parental role too, because now they're my in-laws and I might even be calling them like mom and dad. So how am I supposed to come to terms with they're the same role, but I don't feel the same way? And then at the same time, there's also this feeling of like, it almost feels like a little bit of a betrayal. Like, if I'm too comfortable with her, or let's say, you know, I'm relying on my mother-in-law for things because she's in town that I would otherwise be relying on my mom for. Now, obviously, we all know that anyone who's in a situation to be feeling torn between in-laws and their own parents you're extremely blessed, right? We know now this year more than ever how much we appreciate every single individual person who is there and present in our lives. But that's obviously on the level of intellectual and not on the level of experiential. On the level of experiential, I hear from women who are feeling very torn between the two relationships. And what I really want to offer you is that this is a place, this is an example of a place where I want you to take your work deeper. Okay? Where allowing the sort of push and pull of all of this inside of your head, this back and forth, like, I don't know, like, I wish it was my mom doing that. Oh, you shouldn't think that about your mother-in-law. It's so sweet that she's doing that. Or, you know, like, of course this isn't a betrayal. Like, you're supposed to have a mother-in-law. And all this, like, kind of this back and forth kind of thinking keeps you in a certain level of superficiality with your thoughts. It's unintentional work, right? And so when it's superficial, it doesn't sink in and it doesn't really change anything. Right? So this is what I do with my clients in a coaching session, and I'm going to teach you how you can do this for yourself on your own. Let's describe it like this. There's managing your mind through force and managing your mind through coaching. Managing your mind through force means trying not to think bad thoughts. Okay, like I said, it's very superficial. It sounds like correcting yourself when you don't like what you hear yourself thinking. You know, I call this the playground fight. All right, so imagine like two little kids, like kindergartners on the playground, and one of them's like, "You smell bad." And the other one's like, "No, I don't." "Yes, you do." "No, I don't." It's like that's the level of sophistication in our heads when we're like, "I hate when she does that. Stops thinking that. She's a nice person." But it was frustrating. Beat on the casseroles. Give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, it's like this very like, yes, no, yes, no. Like I'm just going back and forth and I don't really get anywhere. And that's layered on with the judgment that I hear from so many of you of you shouldn't be thinking that in the first place. That's wrong to have that thought. Yeah. So that's us in our heads. We're like going back and forth in this very superficial way. There's no traction. There's no resolution. Managing your mind through coaching is like the principal coming out onto the playground and helping the two kids resolve the fight, right? And what does the principal do? The principal turns to one kid and says, "What happened?" And the other kid has to be quiet for a minute, right? "What happened? Tell me all of it." Yeah? And the kid gets it all off his chest. And then the principal turns to the next kid and says, "What happened?" And that kid gets it all off their chest. And then the principal is able to, with its adult brain, which, you know, we know adults have a fully developed prefrontal cortex and kids don't, right? The intentional part of your thinking comes in and is able to see resolution, is able to see something that can, oh, I validate you and I validate you and here's how we can move forward and we all agree and we're able to move forward, right? That's traction. That's making a difference, yeah? So when you're in your head trying to correct your thinking or change your thinking, you're in the playground fight. You're not coming out with any higher level of thinking, really, than the initial thought. You know, she shouldn't do that. Well, maybe she should. You shouldn't think that, right? That's the playground fight. And coaching is you coming in as the principal. All right. So managing your mind through coaching means just like you turn to each of the kids, get it all out in front of you, specifically the part of your brain you don't want to hear. Okay. The thoughts that you're trying to push away because they make you uncomfortable or because they make you feel bad about yourself for thinking them, get them all out. Get them out in front of you with a coach or on paper and look at them. I know I've said this to you over and over, but every time I say this, I get messages from you guys being like, "Thank you, I finally did it." So I'm going to keep doing it because this is what works. This is how you get self-awareness, okay? Let those thoughts be petty and silly. Imagine it's the kindergartner on the playground. Let them be things that you intellectually disagree with. Who cares? It's fine. It's just this other part of your brain that's talking. It doesn't mean you believe it. It doesn't mean you're bad for writing them down. Just get them all down so you can see them. Okay? Now, and if you want, you can do it for the other side too. But you don't necessarily need to. Now you get to decide on purpose as the principal how you want to deal with the situation. Okay, so what does the principal know? The principal knows that he needs to make, you know, resolution between these two children. And so when you know how you want it to be, so that might be one of my favorite questions is how do I want to show up in the situation, especially when I see myself in judgment of the other person. Okay, it's like get back in your own lane, Kayla. How are you showing up? What does it look like to be a good daughter-in-law? What does it look like to be a good wife right now, right? So how do I want to be showing up? It just gets me back in my own lane, which is the only thing I can really control. So that's very helpful. Or I could just be like, how do I want to feel about our relationship? How do I want to feel about this person? Okay. That gives me an idea of like what direction I'm trying to go into. It's only when I know how I want to be showing up, what I'm trying to build with this person, or how I want to feel about them, that I'm then able to go and figure out what I should be thinking, right? So the problem with the playground fight is that we don't look for what we're trying to create. We just argue the thought with a different thought, but we don't even know what that different thought creates. It might not even be any more helpful than the first one, okay? So you have to know, like, where am I trying to go? Where do I want to go with this relationship with my in-laws that I'm spending so much time with? How do I want to feel about my parents being on the other side of the world or inaccessible to me for whatever reason? How do I want to feel about that intentionally? And when I say that, I want to make sure it's very clear. I don't mean you always should want to feel positive about everything. You might want to feel like you miss them and make space for yourself to miss them. Make your space for yourself to be sad about things that are sad, okay? So then once you've figured that out, here's how I want to feel about this situation. Here's how I want to feel about this relationship, or here's how I want to be showing up, or here's what I'm trying to build here. Any of those things, now I can work my way back and figure out, okay, so I need to feel connected to this person. So what can I think about them that creates a feeling of connection? Yeah. And you have to really try it on. Like, okay, let me see. How's that thought feel? Do I feel connected now? Because sometimes we have thoughts we think should feel make us feel connected. Usually they sound very noble. They're like things you heard someone else say once, like, you know, your teacher or like a mentor, but they're not really your thoughts. So like you think you should be thinking like that, but then when you actually try on the thought, you just feel resistance and frustration or annoyance. That usually means it's just not believable for you. So just keep trying different things. What else could I think about it? What else can I think about it? I'm trying to feel connected. What else could I think? Okay. I'm giving connected as an example, but obviously you could choose whatever you want, okay? So let's say that my sister-in-law tends to point out things and I feel criticized. So she says things, I feel criticized, yeah? By the way, first of all, just making sure this is clear, when she points something out, when she says something, I feel criticized because I think that was a criticism, right? So that's really important to always know. My feelings don't come from her behavior. My feelings are coming from that interpretation that I have, yeah? So I might decide that I want to feel connected to her. So then, or I might decide I want to feel really good about the kind of sister-in-law that I'm being. I might decide that I want to build an authentic relationship, any of those things, right? So if I want to go back and feel, let's say, curiosity and openness, I might switch to a thought like, I wonder why she said that. Or, you know, her upbringing was so different than mine. Her communication is so different. What can I learn from her? Right? Or why do I think she communicates the way she does? Yeah. Remember that you can, especially when it comes to these interpersonal relationships, you can't be curious and judgmental at the same time. So it's an amazing hack because when you see yourself in judgmental, which usually feels like resistance, like because usually we don't like really embody judgment. We just have resistance. Like she shouldn't be doing that. And then like, I just wish it wasn't happening, right? But really, she shouldn't be doing that. It's coming from my own judgment of how she's behaving. So if I'm in a judgmental place, if I switch myself to curiosity, I wonder why that's happening. I wonder why she's doing that, right? I wonder what type of people do that. I don't know. Whatever like curious thought you can have, it's going to pull you straight out of that judgment, okay? So this is the tool that I want you to be remembering. I want you to see yourself, to visualize yourself when you're in that kind of back and forth battle, trying to quote unquote coach yourself in your head in the moment. And just remember that you're in a playground fight. Yeah, this is a playground fight. I need to bring in the principal. Principal needs to come in. Principal needs to hear everyone out. The principal doesn't say to the kid who's like, the kid's so mean, they're a bully. The principal's like, we don't talk like that. You shouldn't say that because the kid can't get it off its chest first, right? Let your brain get it off its chest. Let your brain get it all out. And then you can decide, where do I want to move with this? What kind of resolution do I need? And now I can decide how I need to be thinking about the situation. Okay? So again, going back to those of you who have your in-laws close and your family further away, I want you to divide those two things out. I want you to allow yourself to download all those thoughts you're having about your in-laws right now. And you can throw that paper away as soon as it's done, right? As soon as you've written it down and you've had a chance to look at it, you can throw it out. It's going to be so much less powerful once you've seen it down on paper. And once you've gone through that process and you can see kind of like what all that's creating for you, what that kind of thinking is creating for you, how it's making you feel, now you get to choose intentionally, okay, what am I trying to do here with this in-law situation? Okay, and then work your way backwards into the thought. And then I want you to separately deal with your family. Okay, separately deal with how am I with my parents? How do I want to feel about, let's say, being far away from them? Or even if they're both close by, but you're developing this other relationship. And if you are one of these people where it feels a little bit like a tug of war, yeah? How do I want to think about my family? How do I want to feel about my family with this new piece coming in? Yeah? Do this work intentionally. You will be amazed what a difference it makes. Doesn't matter if you pick the perfect example, the perfect relationship. It just matters that you start to develop this muscle of bringing in the principle. Yeah. When you're able to do that, you are going to feel so much more calmness in the moment when you see the playground fight going on. I mean, imagine if you're like a new teacher, you're the substitute teacher. Yeah. And you see the playground fight and the principal, you know, is on a trip and can't come in, right? That's like us normally. We're like, we have to resolve this fight, you know, like it has to be fixed right now. But if the kids know that any moment, or the substitute teacher knows any moment the principal's going to come in and they're going to resolve it, it's like in the moment, we just don't get quite as wrapped up and anxious about this thinking because we know backup's on the way, help is on the way, yeah? So choose anything. Show your brain this other tool. Start to exercise this other tool for yourself, and it will create so much more calmness for you in any of these situations coming up. Okay, my friends? I think if anything, all we need is just a little mental calmness these days for so many of you with COVID and changes and employment and unemployment and all the different things and health concerns. Use this tool, give yourself that gift to look out for yourself, take care of your mental health, you know, give yourself the space. Really, this entire process can take you 10 minutes, which is less than this entire episode. So just put in your headphones and say, sorry, guys, I'm listening to one more episode, and then actually just do this work and turn off everything else. All right, my friends, I will see you back here next week. We've got some really awesome episodes coming up for you. I'm so excited to share them with you. Have a phenomenal week. And see you soon. Bye-bye.